The Astros have dropped two in a row as they take on the Rays on Thursday. They've got a 1-0 lead at the top of the second inning before Corey Dickerson comes through for Tampa Bay.
There's a liner into right. That's going to be a base hit. And they're going to send the runner home to throw way offline. Miller scores, and Dickerson winds up at second.
Keeping an eye on their pen out there. The 3-2 pitch to Souza is drilled to the left field corner. Fair or foul? It's fair, and it's gone. Home run. Souza circles the bases, and the Rays get to within one. It's 3-2.
Swing and a sharply hit ground ball right to short, and it gets by. Alex Bregman into the outfield it goes. Scoring is Dickerson, and so the Rays have tied this game at 3 as the Astros can't make a play. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive down the left field line. Stay fair. It does. Into the corner it goes. Duda will score. Here's Longoria to third. Charlie's going to wave him home. Here comes the throw to the plate. He is safe! And the Rays have taken a 5-3 lead.
Two on with two outs. Now the pitch on its way. Spinner lifted to left field. Dickerson going back. Reaches up and makes the catch. Oh, my! Corey Dickerson.
The Rays move four games above 500 following a 5-3 win in Houston. The Astros, with their season-high tying third straight loss, they are just 9-10 since the All-Star break. Steven Souza Jr. drives in three, including the key two-run double that broke a three-all tie late in the game, and he talks about the Rays' effort and his big swing.
We're playing some really good teams right now, and so, it was unfortunate what happened in New York. We felt like we had a couple games that slipped away from us, but this is a really good ball club, and to take 3 out of 4 at their own place, it says a lot.
You return to action in a big way tonight, coming through in the 6th inning, your home run, 3-2 count. You know the pitcher's going to throw you a strike, so what are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, he had my number the first 2 at-bats, and even up into that pitch, I really couldn't see what he was throwing me, and so I just tried to keep it simple, see the ball, hit the ball, and one of them just ran back over the plate, and I got enough on it.
On the other side, the defense came up with a couple of big plays tonight. But in the 7th inning, how do you best describe Corey Dickerson's catch?
I mean, it changed the game, honestly. His play out there, Pete's plays all series long. I mean, he made some amazing plays out there. That's the kind of stuff that we got to do to win ball games, and we kind of fell short in New York. So it's great to come back from a little bit of a rough one and finish out strong.
The Rays come up with a big series win in Houston, picking up a 5-3 victory on Thursday. Afterwards, here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
Can't say enough about the way the team responded after three really tough days to start the trip. To be able to come in here and find a way to win a series, a four-game series, 3 out of 4, speaks volumes about the club. Tonight, Sue's obviously offensively gets a ton of credit. Big hits. That's why we miss him when he's not in the lineup. I know he banged his foot up, but we need his bat because he balances us out. He gives us that right-hander in there that thickens us up and challenges righty or lefty. And he came up with two huge hits today. And then the bullpen, Brad Boxberger, to come in. That's a role that he's never done since I've been here. He's never pitched that early in a ball game, and I don't think I've ever asked him to go multiple innings. But maybe one other time, and it might have been in the 10th inning or something like that. So we need everybody on board right now. And what those guys did in the bullpen with a couple guys not available showed a lot, and that's why we won the ball game, because they were able to keep a really good lineup quiet. A lot of good hits, a lot of big hits. The hits were timely. Lomo didn't capitalize, and other guys around him picked up. That's what good teams do.
We always talk about Corey Dickerson's offense, but what can you say about his defense tonight?
Tremendous play. Corey, it was a great play. The bigger picture is, with what Corey's done this offseason and this season, it's allowed us to go out and get a guy like Lucas Duda that can add to our lineup, knowing that Corey plays really good in left field. And this is not an easy ballpark to play in. I mean, I know you think the fence is shorter, but less ground to cover, but there's a lot of different angles and out there. But off the bat, I thought double off the wall just an amazing play.
He tends to come in on balls well and maybe have a little trouble, it seems like we've seen on balls going back too. That kind of increased the degree of difficulty.
Well, we play some very unique outfield positions. So sometimes we ask our outfielders to play in positions that are not your routine or customary spot. So, but I mean, I can't say enough. I mean, Corey Dickerson's defensive play this year has been outstanding. I mean, not that he was bad last year, but almost like a drastic improvement. And I think, you know, like I said, credit to him working on his speed and getting better reads on balls.
How nice was it to see Stevens, who's a junior, return to the lineup and swinging the bat the way he did tonight?
Yeah, he went up there. I think he struck out his first two times, and then he made an adjustment. He fell behind 0-2, 1-2, whatever it was, hit the ball to the ballpark. And then with Davinsky, who's been as good as any reliever in baseball, such a weapon. He's got the fastball changeup. Stayed patient, got a pitch that he could hit, and you know, huge, huge hit right there.
We saw some aggressive sends tonight. What effect did Evan Longoria's hustle to second when he hit for the cycle have on tonight with Charlie Montoya sending him?
Charlie had a good night. This is, you know, you talk about this ballpark and Fenway Park being very similar in that it cuts the distance down. And that, I think most third base coaches would tell you that these are the two toughest parks to get a read on. But Charlie was spot on, even on the ball to right today, early in the game. I think our first run, no hesitation, just a lot, really, really nice job by Charlie.
Contrast how you felt this time last Thursday night after that 11-inning game and how you feel now.
Quite a bit different. I mean, that was a gut-wrenching loss. I think I said it stunk no matter how it happened, when it happened. But, you know, you move past it. These guys did. They should be feeling really proud of themselves the way they came in here and played, performed against, like we've said, this is the best team in the American League, and we gave them four good games.
Friday, the Astros stay home to start a series with the Blue Jays, while Tampa Bay goes back to the Trop to face Milwaukee.